Episode 166, Birthday Celebration. What a weekend, loves. It was truly amazing. It started off with my coworkers throwing me a party, and it was so sweet. They got me a cake, sparkling cider, and gifts. I loved it all. My bestie got me perfume and a travel carry-on bag. My other friend got me a plaque with sweet words and an indoor projector. I love them all. But one of the sweetest things was the impromptu video they filmed where they told me how much I mean to them and the special way I've touched their lives. I almost cried. Then it was time to leave and head home to see my man. I jumped on the road and called him. His ETA was about 15 minutes behind mine. I couldn't believe it. I knew I would have to rush to get ready, but I wasn't worried. I was just excited to see him and him to see me. We spoke for a while as we drove, and the conversation flowed wonderfully. Then I got home, ran to the bathroom, and started getting ready. I did so great with timing and only needed a few more minutes once he arrived. He looked super cute, and even though we were both kind of under the weather, we still kissed, and then after getting ready, went downstairs to open my first gift. It was a pair of Nike beige sneakers, and they were so cute. I absolutely loved them and thanked him so much. Then it was time for our errands. We head to the cable store first to drop off my modem. That was a quick one. And then it was time for the longer ride to Apple Store. We had the countdown playing the entire way, but this time it sucked. We were so over the hip-hop playlist, so on our way back we put Uninspired a countdown and it was much better. The mall was cool. He quickly found the Power Beats Pro headphones with the clips so they don't fall off for his mum, and then we went to Bath & Body Works. I bought multiple body washes and lotion, then we head to the grocery store while listening to the new countdown. It was much better than the first one, and we even got a few songs to add to our playlist. We were having a great time back in our bubble. It felt so good. We continued on and then went to the grocery store to get our weekend snacks. He had already purchased these new Earth's Honey Barbecue ribbed chips, so we only had to get the candy and drink. We walked around for a bit and then simultaneously settled on the Kit Kat when we saw it, followed by agreeing on getting Kool-Aid. And then I purchased a few things I needed for the house and he paid for them. We left out and head to Gino's for our dinner. It's always so great seeing Gino. His demeanor is so positive and fun, and he's really become our friend. He thanked us again for the water bottle and said he brings it everywhere with him, and it was such a perfect and thoughtful gift. My boyfriend said it was my idea and gave me my flowers. Then we talked for a bit more about traveling, and he gave us free cannolis. Even though we don't really like them, it was super sweet. We ordered 3 Sicilian slices and a chicken with bacon slice that my boyfriend eyed, and then it was time to go home to eat and watch a movie. I chose It Ends With Us. I'd wanted to see it for a while because I love Blake Lively, but I know he wasn't as enthused. However, it ended up being pretty good and he got into it. We discussed the plot while it happened. There were parts where, from our perception, we couldn't tell if it was abuse, but after when they showed it from her perspective, we changed our opinions. Overall, it was pretty good, and I rated it a 4. I think the actors all did a phenomenal job pulling you into the storyline, and they kept us captured. He wasn't sure what rating to give. He said he was between a 3.5 and a 4, but couldn't determine exactly what he wanted his grade to be. Maybe a 3.75. He ultimately opted not to grade it. I was just happy that he enjoyed it and that it kept him up on a Friday night, being that it was a 2-hour-and-10-minute movie. That says something about it, and I'm glad I chose it. During the movie, we devoured our pizza. The slices were so good and added to the ending ambiance of the night. After the movie was over, we weren't tired yet, so we put on an episode of The Floor and competed before getting sleepy. Then it was up to bed for us, but as normal, we got a second wind and frolicked a bit before falling asleep. Unfortunately, I couldn't do anything sexual this weekend because I'm still on restriction after my surgery. I wanted to, but we both understood and were fine not engaging. We still hugged and kissed a few times, even though we were both still a bit under the weather. While frolicking, I realized I didn't have any water, so I went downstairs to get a bottle for each of us, and somehow on my way back up, I tripped and hurt my toe. The pain was excruciating, and I sat on the floor and held my toe. He immediately rushed down to find out what happened, and I told him I was only 2 steps up and somehow stubbed my toe and tripped. I was half laughing and half in pain, but he was so great with helping me up the stairs and kissing my toe. After that, we were done and eventually fell asleep and woke up at 5 something in the morning to fall back asleep until 7:37 a.m. Well, actually, he woke up at that time and couldn't fall back to sleep, but he let me sleep a few hours more before waking me to do our brain games and then get ready to hit the gym. We were about to head downstairs to leave, and my brother called to wish me happy birthday again. And then after that, his mum called. I felt so loved and super special to get phone calls from my loved one and also a million messages on social media as well as my phone. I thank God that I'm able to be such a positive influence in others' lives that they think of me on my special day. I also thank God that my boyfriend was able to be with me on my actual birthday. Before I went to sleep, I said a prayer thanking God for him and just feeling blessed. I still reminisce on the fact that I had just had surgery and it could have gone differently, so I've truly felt blessed. Anyway, we had a great workout and then head home to change up for IHOP. We were now famished and so ready to eat. We quickly showered together and we're off. The weather was so disgustingly cold, but we braved it together while listening to our countdown. We actually realized that I'd gotten 6 songs to add to my playlist and him only 1. So we knew he definitely needed a few more. We were seated pretty quickly in IHOP and ordered the big breakfast burrito sandwich. I got mine with hash browns and he got his with fries. We shared both and were satisfied. The morning was already moving, but we got out there at a pretty decent time. We were back in the car and back with our Spider Harrison playlist. Nothing new to add though, and he was getting sleepy, so we quickly head inside to nap. It didn't quite happen like that, though, because I wanted to get our flights booked for Bermuda. It proved a bit troubling, but he was with me each step of the way, tired and all, and about 30 minutes later, we were all booked. We called Mum and Dad to let them know the details, and after a few questions, we were all good. Then it was time for me to please him. Super spontaneous and random, but so hot. He loved it, and so did I. Then it was finally nap time, and might I say, well-deserved. We woke up a few hours later, frolicked for a bit, then got dressed and went downstairs to watch Smile 2. It was an interesting movie, to say the least. There were parts of it that seemed very far-fetched and parts that were a bit all over the place with you not knowing what was real and what was fake. He ended up giving it a 3.5 because he said it kept his interest for 2 hours and 8 minutes, and then he finally decided to give It Ends With Us a 4 out of 5, which was cool. I gave Smile 2 a 3 out of 5 because of all my above reasons, and also the beginning seemed a bit low budget overall. It was a great movie though, and the main actress did a phenomenal job, so we definitely enjoyed it. Then it was time for my second gift, and also some of his UFC fights. He got me these fire Jordans. I love them and had so much fun trying them on. His card was super cute too, and even had a mirror inside for me to look at my beauty. He truly is the best boyfriend. He went back to watching the fights, and after replying to a lot of my followers, I decided to put away my gifts and then put together the new screen protector. It was so cool, and I got it to work pretty easily, except for the fact that the movies on my phone wouldn't play. Super annoying, but I'll figure it out later on. As long as the computer worked, and it did, I was good. I finally finished testing it out, and then we put on our final movie for the night, American Fiction. It was super cool because it was about an author and truly resonated with me. The topic was cool and the characters did a great job, but the ending was a bit lackluster for me and both brought both of our ratings down to a 3.5 out of 5. If the ending had been different, I would have liked it more, but it wasn't I wasn't into what they did. Either way, we enjoyed it and enjoyed our food even more. Man, Gino always does it and the portions are so big. I had penne with chicken but could only eat half, and he had the chicken parmesan and only had half as well. We also ate the garlic bread and cheese, which tasted great. We were so full when we were done, but super happy we had leftovers. Once the movie was done, we chilled for a bit longer, then head upstairs to watch The Floor with my new projector. I was so excited to try it out. We set it up so that it was on the floor, on the far wall, and ended up watching 3 episodes of The Floor. He loved it and so did I, so much so that we even decided to take it on vacation with us. We frolicked while laying, and every time a commercial came on, he played a Chappelle Roan song for me to hear. They were good, and I ended up adding 3 songs to my girls' playlist. We fell asleep on the last half of the final Floor episode and woke up at the end. I turned off the projector and put everything away. It was 4:13 a.m. and we were exhausted. We knocked out so quickly and then woke up at 10:40 a.m., frolicked and did our brain games while listening to music. I didn't want the weekend to end, and I don't think he did either. We weren't in any rush, so we enjoyed our bubble for a bit more. We got ready, listened to music, and then realized we could have watched SWAT together. We were tight, but such is life. We head out and parted ways. Once done with my laundry, I called him to review our weekend, and we were both in agreement that it was a success. I thanked him for making my birthday so special, and we discussed our vacation next month, plus my future weight loss strategy. I love that we're in it together and are such a health-conscious couple, because that's truly important. Anyway, loves, I'll go for now, but I'll be back in a few weeks for our next date. We're heading back to the VR place, so that's going to be super fun. But until then, XOXO, Bombshell out.